Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
Jeremiah 29:11. Let's go quickly. I don't want to keep you long today, but I want to talk to you about purpose in your life. Jeremiah 29:11 is the most famous passage in the book of Jeremiah, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Plans for your welfare and not your disaster. Plans to give you a hope, a future, and a hope." Someone say amen. I want you to hold Jeremiah, and I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 5. Archaeologists have found this city. I've been through it several times. It is a beautiful city. It's the city in where Mary lived out her life after the crucifixion. It is called the city of Ephesus, written to the church of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 says something really interesting. Ephesians 5, verse 15 says, "Pay careful attention." The word careful there is a Greek word that means don't stumble through your life. Don't waste your life. Don't stumble through life not knowing your purpose. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How many of you would like to know God's will for your life? Amen. All right, I want you just to take some notes and listen to me, and I want to talk to you as a pastor very quickly today. Number one, I want you all to understand that the greatest tragedy in your life is not death, but living your life without any kind of sense of reason. Of going through life and not knowing why you're here. It is the question that men have asked for eons of years. Why am I here, and does my life actually matter? The deepest craving in your human spirit right now is to find a sense of significance. That you matter, that you're loved, that you're valued, and to find out why you're here. I want you to know that a lot of people are asking not what I am, but who am I? Why am I? And we're living in such a screwed up society that many people are now asking, what am I? We used to know you're a boy, you used to know you're a girl, but in nowadays, we're even that confused that we don't even know what we are. But people have always asked, why am I? I want you to understand that 1 Corinthians 9:26 says, "Therefore I do not run like a man aimlessly. I don't fight like a man beating the air." In other words, you are not meant to live your life by chance. You're not meant to live your life and not understand why you're here. The thing you have to understand about purpose is whether you're 12 or whether you're graduating, getting ready to go to college, or whether you're 80 and you're retiring, your purpose will change throughout your life. Even though you will still use your gifts and your callings in the way that you always have, one of my spiritual mentors was over 8 million people. And when he was fulfilling his purpose was a little different. Now he's retired, and he's an intercessor for this church and for me and for many other churches like ours. And he takes that very seriously at 78 years of age, and he prays every single morning for this church and for me and for you. In other words, everybody has a purpose. No matter how old you are, you don't retire from your purpose. You retire. Somebody say amen. So what is a purpose? I want you to listen carefully. A purpose has to be discovered. You just don't wake up one day and realize what your purpose is. A purpose has to be discovered. So what is a purpose? Well, let's think about something. Everything in life has a purpose. There's never been anything ever created, ever in the history of the world, that did not have a purpose before it was created. Everyone on the planet has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. You say, well, what's the purpose of a mosquito? There is one. What is the purpose of a maggot? There is one. What is the purpose of dung? There is one. What is the purpose of a flower? There is one. What is the purpose of a weed? There is one. What is the purpose of 500,000 varieties of plants just so happening to be on the same planet human beings live? It's to suck the impurities out of the air so that you can breathe. Everything from a weed to you has a purpose. And everything ever created has a purpose. Say amen. Amen. Now, purpose, what is it? It is the original intent of a thing. In other words, before there was ever a need to create a small colander to keep things in, there was this problem that these pens needed something. I needed a bucket to put them in. So someone saw a need, and then they created a thing. And that's the same way it is with you. There has never been anything created that did not first have a purpose before it was created. Everything that has ever been created had a purpose before it was created. Purpose precedes creation, always, in every case. Therefore, it is impossible for anyone under the sound of my voice to be here and not have a purpose in life. Absolutely impossible. The original intent for the creation of a thing. The purpose is the end for which the means exist. Purpose is the cause of the creation. Before anyone ever created a pulpit or a stand, there was a need to create something to lay on a stand. Before anyone ever created a microphone holder behind me, there was a need to put a microphone up so that it would not fall on the ground, so we could be good stewards of God's property. Everything that has been created was created first with a purpose. Purpose is the cause of the creation of the thing. The purpose is the desired results of the initiation of the production. In other words, before there can ever be production, and before production is initiated, there must be a purpose behind it. And I must give credit right here. When I was 19 years old, I flew into the Bahamas. You're going to laugh, but that's the way God tricked me into going on my first mission trip. Somebody walked up and said, "You want to go on a mission trip?" And I said, "No." They said, "To the Bahamas." I said, "Let me pray." And I lived in the Bahamas all summer long, working with street kids. You see drunk children at 9 walking the area of Bangtown. Anyway, I sat down. I was the only white guy in the room with my friends, and we'd heard somebody praising God back where Atlantis is at now. It used to be Treasure Island. And so we took a day off from our work and went to play. And so we went swimming, and we went, enjoyed the beach, and then we heard people praising God. So we all walked into this hotel room there on Treasure Island, and there was an African-American man there. I did not know who he was. I never heard his name before in my life, and I had no idea I was sitting next to greatness and a very, very famous man. And at 18 or 19, I couldn't have been any older than 19, he looked at me and he said, "Boy, do you know your purpose." That man was recently on Fox News and CNN News about a year ago when his plane was flying into the Bahamas and hit a tower and blew up. I don't know if you remember the news, but that was Dr. Miles Monroe, and he taught me about purpose. Would you give his life honor right now and clap your hands? He looked at me and said, "Boy, do you know your purpose?" And so the questions he asked me, he actually wrote a very famous book about it. The cause of creation of a thing is what purpose is. The purpose is the desired result that initiates production. Before, Jeremiah said, before God created you, he had a purpose in mind. And it's the need that makes the manufacturer produce something. How many of you know God created everything? Say amen. That would make God the manufacturer of your life. For Pete's sake, I don't understand when something goes wrong in your life why you go everywhere else but back to the manufacturer. No one knows more about the design and how you're made up than the man that made you, the manufacturer. So when a product is broken, you don't send it back to somewhere else where they didn't make you. Where they didn't make it. If a widget is broken, you don't send it back to someone who didn't create the widget. You send it back to the one that created the widget. And so when your lives are broken, you need to go back to God, because he's the manufacturer and he knows how you're made and he knows how to fix you. Say amen. And so you have to understand that purpose is the original intent in the mind of the creator that motivates him to create a particular thing. In other words, before God ever created you, specifically you, and there has never been anything ever created without a purpose, especially you. So purpose was in the mind of the creator. Proverbs 20:5 says something really interesting about purpose. It says it's hard to drive it out. It says the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. And while it is difficult and often complex to find out why you're on this earth, it is rather simple in its genesis. In other words, and I don't mean to be offensive here, we have all kinds of cultures, but this proves my point, so I'm going to use it respectfully. If you hate rice and you are short and you cannot stand international travel, God is not calling you to be a missionary in China. God doesn't look at your lives or my life and say, I'll get even with them. They hate fried rice. I'm going to send them to Japan. In the same way that God doesn't call you to be anything other than what you are. A healthy church is a place where everybody knows who they are. An unhealthy church is a place where no one knows who they are. Let me give you a point. If you are an introvert and very shy, God probably is not calling you to be an usher or a greeter. You would stand at the door and say, you can come in if you want to. If you have a prophetic nature and someone comes up and says, I met a boy on Facebook and I'm going to go find out and I'll tell my husband I just need this season in my life. A prophet will look and say, you're sinning. You need to pull your pants up. You need to get your life right with God. You didn't hear from God. You're a heretic. They just shoot you straight. But the gift of mercy will hug you and say, honey, it's okay. Everybody knows your feet. You know, mercy will love on you. Well, you don't want anybody with a prophetic gift at the altar when I say, you ever feel like God asked you for a divorce because of your unfaithfulness and you come forward? A prophet will go, you got what you deserved. But the person with the gift of mercy will meet you with open arms and put their arms around you. That's why I don't want anybody with a strong gift of mercy running the money in this church. Someone say amen. I have enough for everyone. And Kim and Andy get mad at me every time I say that. They're very merciful, but they're very practical too. And so you want someone that is going to look like Kim does and say, you need another gallon of floor cleaner? Where's the gallon I bought on April the 4th, 2017 at 5:30 in the afternoon? Everybody say amen. So you got to be in your gifts, and that's why we're healthy, because I have enough of mercy to fill this room. So you have to be in your space, and you have to know what your gifts are. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. So let's continue. You have to understand the nature of purpose if you're going to understand why you're here. Number one, nature is inherent. Purpose is inherent. You are who you are because of a reason. You are why you are because of a reason. It predicts the nature of something. If you look at the nature of something, it tells you who it is. God isn't going to call you to do something or give you a purpose that does not fulfill your life and give you great happiness. He isn't out to get you. He doesn't say, oh, they hate height. I'm going to call them to work on skyscrapers. I'll get even with them. No, God doesn't do that. He doesn't work that way. You have to understand you're designed for your purpose. No matter what your purpose is underneath the sound of my voice, you're designed for it. You're specifically designed for it. You love it. You're designed for your purpose and you're perfect for it. In other words, you're perfect for your purpose. I want to tell all of you something as a pastor. Never try to be something you're not. When I was young, I wanted to be like Jimmy Swaggart. Then I wanted to be like Rod Parsley. Then I wanted to be like Bill Hybels. And then I wanted to be like Michael Youssef. And then I wanted to be like Charles Stanley. And one day I woke up and thought, you know what? I think I'm going to just try to be myself. I'm a better me than I am a fake you. So you have to make sure that you're not trying to be anyone other than what God has created you to be, because God has made you distinct and he has given you a purpose that no other person has. And so as we try to fulfill our purpose for God, we go through the season and we realize that we don't need to try to be like anyone else. You are the way you are because of the why you are. You ever wonder why you get so mad at certain things? You know what drives me nuts? Goofy preachers. Oh, it drives me crazy. You know what drives me crazy? Unhealthy churches. You know what drives me crazy? When people are not trained appropriately. Drives me nuts. The things that upset you, the things that you are passionate about, can be a clear direction as to what God is calling you to do in your life. If you're apathetic about it, God hadn't called you to do it. And I would rather be in a job that made less money and do what God had called me to do than to be in a job that made double money and did not fulfill my calling in life. Now, I want you to understand something else. Your purpose is interdependent. God has never, nor will he ever, call any one of you or me or anyone else who will ever be born, who has ever been born, with a purpose that is independent. Everything that God has ever created, from the weeds to you, was created interdependently upon something else. There are no superstars in God's house but Him. Someone say amen. And so Jeremiah says, God knows His plans for you. Well, when He made His plan for you, He made His plan for you dependent upon you leaning on someone else to fulfill your purpose. God is interdependent because nothing in life exists for itself. I can say that and I can go home and be happy as a lark today. Nothing in life exists for itself. Let's go on as we continue to close. Look at the principles. We've talked about the nature, but look at the principles of purpose. You have to understand that God is a God of purpose. And every creator, every manufacturer begins with a purpose. I want you to write this down in your heart. God never makes anything for the fun of it. God never makes anything for the fun of it. God created you not because He was bored, not because He wanted to get His jollies and see what this experiment would be like. No creator or a manufacturer ever creates anything for the fun of it. God created you with a purpose that was designed before you were ever created. Jeremiah says that to Israel, to Judah. He says, God has a plan for you. And I know right now, and this is Jeremiah, that it doesn't look good because that which you feared the most has now come upon you. But he says, I want you to know that even though your disobedience has brought you into this season in your life, that my plans for you and my purpose has not changed. Bad behavior and sin does not cancel out your purpose. Mistakes do not cancel out your purpose. They contort your purpose for a little while. Well, how so, Pastor Michael? You may be 18. You may be sleeping with your boyfriend, and he's promised to marry you. Let me tell you something. Ain't no farmer going to buy the cow when he gets the milk for free. Got quiet in this Presbyterian church. That's not my sermon. The sermon is, you can have a baby out of wedlock and your dreams of going to college and getting a master's degree and being productive in society, or even your dream of being a godly politician will be thwarted because of your behavior and your poor choices right now because of the consequences that follow you. Can you usurp those things? Yes, with some extremely hard work. But do you have any idea how long it takes you to build your character back? Make good choices now. Can I get an amen? Amen. So when your purpose there, you need to realize that every creature, every creator, every manufacturer begins with a purpose, and God never makes anything for the fun of it. However, wherever purpose is not known, I will show you something inevitable. If I show you abuse, I will show you something that does not know its purpose. Show me a mom who continually dates the wrong man, who gets beat up every boyfriend. And I will show you a mother who does not know who she is. Show me a young man who's on meth, and I will show you a young man who does not know who he is. Show me a woman who gets abused in a political structure at work and pushed around because of her sex, and I will show you a woman who does not know who she is. It is absolutely in God's kingdom impossible for you to be abused if you know who you are. Am I the only joker in the building this Memorial Day that has ever nailed a nail into a piece of wood using a wrench? How many of you know that when you go get a hammer, the nail goes faster, it goes smoother, you don't hit your hand, you don't knock yourself in the head, you don't end up abusing yourself, it works. But when you abuse something, you inevitably don't know its purpose. So if you are getting abused, you will never know your purpose or stop your abuse until you know who you are. You don't let a boy abuse you, young lady, when you know who you are. Sir, you don't let people abuse you when you know abuse your giving when you know who you are. If you want to show me someone in life that does not know their purpose, I will inevitably show you someone who's being abused. Everybody say, stop the abuse. Well, you stop the abuse by knowing who you are. Now, I want you to understand, when you want to know your purpose, do not ask the thing, ask the Creator. Let me show you how stupid it is for New Age theology. Show me who I am. Show me who I am. Show me who I am. That's the dumbest bunch of malarkey I've ever heard in my life. Let me tell you what you're doing. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That's what you do. What moron goes back to the thing to ask why it was created? You want to know who you are, you go back to the manufacturer, the one that created you, and you ask him who you are. You go back to the creator of the heavens and the earth that Paul said in Colossians created the invisible and the visible, the atoms, the innate, the matter, cosmology, naturalism, archaeology, you name something, people, plants, dung, worms, maggots, ask the one that created it why it's here. You want to know what a thing is, you ask the one that created it. Why? Because purpose is found in the mind of the Creator. And God said in Jeremiah, I know my plans for you, saith the Lord's declaration. And my plans are good, even though it doesn't look that way right now. And so I understand the plans for my life, not by looking within myself, but by looking at the one that created me. Because the mind of the Creator has the intention of purpose. Therefore, we must go back to God to find out why we're here. You know, if you want to be fulfilled in life, you must be fulfilled only one way in God's kingdom. And that is to know why you're here. That's why we have Growth Track for all of us. For you to go in. Growth Track is not about knowing just the doctrine of this church. Growth Track is not just about the history. Growth Track is about my job, Andy's job, Kim's job, all of our jobs. That's Jeremy's job. It's Mark's job, Donnie's job. It's at least all of them. Growth Track is about the elder's job. The Bible says that the role of the minister, Ephesians 5:4 ministry, is to equip the saints for ministry. And so Growth Track is about helping you find your purpose in Christ. And why do we want to help you find your purpose in Christ? Because I know a lot of you are unfulfilled right now. And there shall be no fulfillment in God's house until you find your purpose. What manufacturer doesn't want the consumer to be satisfied? You think God wants to give you a purpose and not make you satisfied from it? You know what? Jeremy is great at what he does. He loves what he does. Let's close. You got to give your purpose priority in your life. And let me talk about that. Number one, write this down. Purpose precedes creation. It determines the function which brings the necessity of design. If you want God to design your life, you must know the purpose. You cannot ask for the design without knowing the purpose. You cannot ask for the design and the purpose without knowing the Creator. You have to know the purpose. Purpose precedes creation. I also want you to know is that you're perfect for your purpose. I oftentimes say that I wish I was a little bit more calmer. And I am a lot, especially when I'm not in my element. I often said I like to preach in a more calm way. But you got to know who you are. God has put a passion in my heart for you to get to heaven that burns in me. And to ignore that is to ignore who I am. To ignore what God has called me to do. What are you passionate about? Many of you hate your jobs right now. And you're just in a meaningless existence. I know you got to bring home the butter and the bacon. Fried up at, no. You got to do that. But at the same time, ask the Lord to help you know why you're here. And then align your calling. You see, it's something I'm trying to get into the cerebrum of this church. Your work is your calling. It is a ministry. And so it's very important that you know why you're here and what you're going to do. If you're in college right now, getting ready, you're a freshman, you're graduating, don't get all bent out of shape just about what you're going to major, because that really doesn't matter. 80% of everyone has a college education is not working in a field in which they got a college education. What matters is that you go to college, you get good grades, you don't make stupid decisions while you're in college that will follow you to the workplace. Keep your personal life off of Facebook. Can I get an amen? And then make sure that you get a degree that is accredited. An accredited degree is extremely important, unless you're going to Harvard or Yale. There are not accredited universities. Use your wisdom. Use your head and know your purpose in life. Amen? Amen? Now, Jeremy, come on up, buddy, but don't play yet. I want you to understand that you're perfect for your purpose, because purpose produces design and design produces potential. You don't have to become something you're not. That's what I love about God. He's so smart. He's so rational and logical. God doesn't create you in a certain way for no reason. You are the way you are because of the why you are. And when you understand that, you'll get leap years in your walk with God. Purpose produces the design. And purpose determines the nature. The nature of something is a powerful clue to its purpose and its potential. And purpose never requires something that natural ability doesn't provide for. So if God is calling you to be a cup holder for markers, he's not going to make you in such a way that you cannot fulfill your purpose. The way something is designed is a clue to what it's designed for. And that's true with your life and your soul. God has made you the way you are because of the why you are. It's already built into you. I have several little pieces of wisdom I live my life by. And one of those pieces of wisdom is that if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm changing rooms. And I was in a room in September that I felt so stupid that I was afraid to open my mouth. I was afraid those people were so smart that I did not want to open my mouth and confirm their doubts. Somebody say amen. You know what I'm telling you? Everybody been in a room like that where you're around people and they're just, I've never been that intimidated my whole life. And I realized, because the Lord's helped me to be wise enough in his things on some areas to say I'm in the right room. Because I'm afraid that if I open my mouth, I'm going to go, oh, what a corn dog. You know? Anyone ever felt like that? Come on, yeah, come on, don't leave me hanging. You ever been in a room and you thought, oh God, if I open my mouth, they're going to go, what a dummy, you know? So I live my life by this principle. That's funny. I live my life by this principle that if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm changing rooms. And a person came to me recently and they'd been through a Job experience in our church. I mean, they literally have lost everything. And they've stayed on fire for God. As a matter of fact, they're closer to God than they've ever been. But they were afraid. You can always expect fear when you're in a new territory. You can always expect to be uncomfortable and feel inadequate at the precipice of God's blessing in your life. If what is standing in front of you doesn't make you nervous or challenge you, I can promise you it's not God, more than likely. It's not God. If it doesn't challenge you, forget it. God doesn't work that way. He says we move from glory to glory. And so this person is in the midst of blessings in this job that he got really scared him. And I said, that's how you know it's God. If what you're looking at doesn't intimidate you, doesn't stretch you, doesn't make you want to read, doesn't challenge you, I can promise you that the status quo is never God's will for your life. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about where the status quo leads you next week. And so when it comes to this concept of purpose and destiny, you have to realize that purpose requires something that natural abilities have already provided for. It's already built inside of you. But God never gave a provision to go without an assignment. What God calls you to do, He provides for. He will never give His provision for your vision. He will always give His provision for His vision. And if you can find, that's why it's so important to pray through about the bold new future. And I did that for years until a member of our church that I love so much came to me and said, God was speaking to me when I was hunting ducks. And I thought, I know I've heard from God. Don't you love a God that speaks during duck season? God promises are based on His stability and credibility. Therefore, God promises are not dependent upon the environment. You can never come to God and say, my husband is so cruel, I can't fulfill my purpose. Environments have nothing to do with your ability to fulfill your purpose. Now, environments are extremely important for health, because God created an environment for 6 days and then He put a man in it. Maybe you're in the wrong environment and that's why you're not fulfilling your purpose. All guarantees are made from the perspective of the manufacturer, not the consumer. In other words, God put a guarantee. How many believe God created you? Can I see your hands? Then you have a guarantee that what you're created for, you're going to be able to do. Because every one of you, your purpose has a potential, and that potential is related to the source. I've preached this all over this world, and that is your potential comes from your source. When God wanted a fish, He spoke to the water. When He wanted a bird, He spoke to the air. When He wanted a plant, He spoke to the dirt. But when He wanted you, He spoke to Himself. And your potential comes out of the potency of God, full of power, potent, omnipotent, all-powerful, potent, full of power. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The power to fulfill your purpose is already in you if you're born again. And you are related to where you came from. You didn't come from junk. When God looks at you, He sees that what everybody else ignores. Your potential is composed of whatever you came from. And your potential means that you came out of God. Omega Da, the image of God. And that is your potential. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. And so, as a close, I want you to do me a favor as your pastor on this Memorial Day weekend. Just talking from my heart. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stop believing what other people are saying about you. There is something more precious about you than what other people are saying about you. I want you to erase what your ex-husband said. I want you to erase what the boss said when you got fired. I want you to erase everything, every negative thing anyone has ever said about you. And I want you to realize that God says that I have a plan for you, and that is to do you good and not harm you. I have a plan for your future. So what do you do now? Listen very carefully. Your ability needs responsibility to expose its possibilities. Your abilities needs responsibility to expose its possibilities. So there's no dependency, but only interdependency in fulfilling your purpose. And secondly, remain attached to your source. Jeremiah looks at the children of Israel and Judah and says, the branches now believe they've done it all by themselves. that you have got where you're at in life on your own fortitude. And Jeremiah says to the children of Judah, he says, you fool, branches don't have the ability to give life. Only the vine does. And you've disconnected from the vine in the midst of your prosperity. And now God has sent me to ask you for a divorce. There is no life in branches. There is only life in the vine. How many of you gotten anything out of this today? Amen. Would you stand? Would every man lift their hands? I bless you with the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh. Every woman, would you lift your hands with the men now? I bless you with the blessings of Rachel, Rebecca, and Leah. Let everyone lift their hands. May the Lord bless you and guard you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and his light and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his face unto you and give you peace this week. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.